When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome along to another bite-sized episode of the High Performance Podcast. We're about to hear from one of the most inspirational people who's joined us across the last five series, the amazing owner of Timpson the Cobblers, who runs his business like nobody else runs their business. He is all about giving out good, and he is absolute proof that you can be a successful business person with a heart. A bite-sized episode featuring the words of wisdom from James Timpson comes next.
This is one of the lessons I've learned, is never do a deal with someone you don't like, because it always goes wrong. Whether it's a supplier, a landlord.
Even if you see, oh, this could make me many millions of pounds, you would still...
Yeah, don't. Big mistake. Because you want to do good business, and good business is done with people who you're aligned with. So when the lockdown happened, we wrote to every landlord to say, we're going to pay all of our rent for the March quarter day, and then from the June quarter day, we're going to pay you all your rent, but instead of quarterly in advance, monthly in advance. We had, and we got hundreds of landlords. We had two landlords who kicked back and said no, and we knew which landlords they would be even before we sent the letters.
Right.
And those shops we're trying to get out of and have different landlords, even if it's a cost to me, because I don't want to be doing business with people like that.
I love this guy, Damien. I love him.
Well, I think it's worth exploring why. And I think that the heart of it is there's an authenticity about him. He's not pretending to be somebody that he's not. He's not putting out sanitized versions. He's being honest and behaving with integrity.
What do we say then to the people listening to this now who are going, yeah, it's all right for him. His business turns over millions and millions of pounds a year. Of course he can choose not to work with a landlord. But I can't, because I've got a much smaller business, or I'm employed and I work with teachers or colleagues or business people or that I don't like. I haven't got the choice to cut those people off.
Well, again, I think there's two things here. I think, first of all, it's about being really transparent about your own values and your own behaviours. Tell people, this is what I stand for. This is what's really important for me. And then being consistent about it. I think then behave in a way that's entirely consistent. You might not like somebody, but if you've got a value of treating people with respect, treat everybody with respect. And I think those two things there, they give people a clarity around you, but they also give you a confidence that dealing with you. There's, again, one of our previous guests, Chris Voss, said trust comes from looking at your past behaviours and having a confidence that your future behaviours will be consistent with it. So I think being clear about it and then consistent is critical.
I refer, you know, people who are, I'll do it when I'm successful. I'll do it when I sell my business. I'll do it when I double my turnover. I'll do it when I get a new job. I'll do it when I win the lottery, right? Don't be an I'll do it when kind of person. I think that James Timpson, yes, he is in the fortunate position where he runs a really successful business. But I think it's so important to, as you say, Damien, to have the morals you live by from day one. Because I think that those morals and having that real belief and that grounding and that absolute understanding, the non-negotiable of who you are and who you stand for and who you allow into your circle, that is what will actually get you to the place where James Timpson is. So don't just donate to charity when you've got enough money in your bank that you don't see it. Don't just not work with people that you don't like when you're so successful that you can choose to go and work with somebody else. You know, do it when it's a sacrifice. Do it when it means that you're absolutely following your very own code of conduct. Because I think that's what will take you to the place where you want to be.
Yeah, there was a really interesting story about James's family that a few years ago, his brother Edward stood for Parliament to be a member of Parliament for the area in Cheshire where they're from. And he stood for the Conservative Party. And the Labour Party somehow thought it'd be a good idea to go and campaign against it and say that these people are toffs and they live in their ivory towers and they don't understand the struggle of the working classes. And they got a real blowback from the local community of the working classes they thought they were representing, because people went, no, no, these people are nice people. These people behave with integrity and authenticity all the time. They're not doing it because they're wealthy. They're just nice people, and their political views shouldn't influence how we deal with them on a daily basis. You know, James's mother, who unfortunately passed away a few years ago, and his father, they fostered over 200 children over their lifetime because they understood they were in a position of privilege, but they wanted to give back. They weren't doing that for social media likes or for political gain. They were doing that long before that was even on the agenda. They were just behaving with integrity and consistency for many years, and that's what James seems to have been carrying on.
It's brilliant. And yeah, I just want to make the point that I don't want people listening to this thinking, I'll listen to Jake and Damien, you know, spouting off. Do they actually live by this? As you know, I have a production business called The Whisper Group, and we've had a torrid time through COVID, and we've got, you know, 150, 160 staff, and you feel responsible for all of them. But we were working with a group who were just not right. They weren't good people. They were making life difficult. Their behaviour wasn't acceptable. And as a business, we made the decision not to work with them anymore, which took money out of our pockets. And we had to find other jobs for those people to go and work on. But in our business, that's one of the rules. If you're not a good person, if you're not the right person, then we will pick up the phone and say, go and find another production company to create your content, because you're not for us. And it's not an easy decision, but it's one you have to make. If you can't say, life's about your actions, not your words, you know?
Yeah, Evan, I mean, to continue that, I remember when you introduced me to Sunil, who's the chief exec at Whisper. And if there was one story that resonated with me, was the fact that when the pandemic struck, he chose not to take a salary. If you're asking anyone else to take pay cuts, he sort of led by example. So, you know, that's somebody that is backing up their values in action with really tangible behaviours. So, yeah, I think that's consistent amongst any high performer, that you might not agree with what they do, but they're transparent about it, and they're then consistent about the way they apply it.
Yeah, and when it comes to being judged, the only judge that matters is the person looking back in the mirror. They know whether you've made the right decisions for the right reasons. Thanks, Damien.
Thanks, Jake. Loved it as ever.
Thank you, mate. I hope you enjoyed this bite-sized episode. If you haven't listened to it, please, 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 please type in James Timpson wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to the episode he did with us on high performance and you will not regret it. So many great lessons, takeaways and learnings. And thank you to James for doing that episode for us. Thanks to Damien, of course, as always. Big thanks to Will, to Hannah, to Finn Ryan from Rethink Audio. But most of all to you for sharing, talking about the podcast and making it what it is. Keep on talking about it, and we'll keep on delivering episodes as often as we can. See you soon.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.